Welcome to our prayer podcast for the month of January. Our focus this month is going to be a prayer challenge that none should perish. We want to intercede for the unsaved. How much would we love to see those closest to us come to know the Lord? And how much more does God want us to love and pray for the salvation of those beyond our immediate families, the lost in our city, those we encounter in day-to-day operations, campuses, businesses, whatever type of activity that we do, and those that we encounter in leadership or know of because they make decisions that affect our lives, and those even in other nations. Following the pattern of Acts 1:8, we will pray for those in Jerusalem, our immediate family, Judea, our extended family, Samaria, our sphere of influence, all those that we encounter in some way, and the uttermost parts of the earth, people even further away or people we never actually connect with. Mondays, we will pray for a specific group of unsaved people in our county, and we highly recommend you begin making a list of the leaders in your life to lift up. On Tuesdays, we will pray for our families who still need Jesus. Please make a list of them as well. Wednesdays, we'll focus on the unbelieving extended family members. Thursdays, we'll intercede for your neighbors, your coworkers, classmates, and or the lost that you know in your community. And Fridays, we will contend for the unsaved in our community, those that we don't meet very often, just occasionally, but that we connect with on a, like pedestrians or the homeless, service and business encounters, and when you're getting your gas at the pump. Let's pray that this year we will see a huge harvest of souls, knowing this is God's urgent request. Father God, we thank you and we pray for this month of January that every day, even those days that we don't focus on it on the weekends, that we will contend for the lost, that we will see none perish, but everyone come to know you, that they will repent. God, we pray for a huge harvest of souls, that many would come, their hearts would be changed, those blocks in their life would be removed. Whatever bondages, whatever strongholds, whatever arguments and lies, that they would be torn down in Jesus' name, that their lives would be transformed, hearts would be open, lives changed, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we would rejoice with those in heaven when one person comes to know you as Lord and Savior of their life in Jesus' name. May there be just one more before we take our last breath, that we see saved in our sphere of influence and beyond, in Jesus' name.